Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Mago. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to unveil multiple youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees from New Delhi today. To launch PM Setu for upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Election Commission team reaches Patna to review poll preparedness for upcoming Bihar Assembly election. Poll panel instructs central observers to remain accessible to political parties, candidates and voters for grievance redressal. Palestinian armed group Hamas agrees to release Israeli hostages but seeks changes to Gaza peace plan of United States. India bagged 4 more medals to take overall tally to 15 at World Para-Athletics Championships in New Delhi. And in cricket, India to resume first innings play at overnight score of 448 for 5 against West Indies on day 3 of Ahmedabad Test today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees from New Delhi today. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government industrial training institutes, ITIs, across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhyamantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. More from our correspondent.
A special emphasis of the program will be on transformative projects in Bihar, reflecting the state's rich legacy and youthful demographic. During the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Jannayak Karpuri Thakur Skill University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. He will also lay the foundation stone for new academic and research facilities in 4 universities in Bihar and dedicate the new campus of NIT Patna in Bihta. Mr. Modi will inaugurate 1,200 vocational skill labs established in Navodaya Vidyalayas and Ekalabhya model residential schools across 34 states and union territories. The Prime Minister will also felicitate ITI toppers at Kaushal Dikshant Samaroh. Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will visit Patna in Bihar today. During his visit, Mr. Chauhan will attend the Makhana Festival in the state capital and also take part in the Rabi Workshop and Agriculture Advisory Dialogue. The full Election Commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, has reached Patna on a 2-day visit to review the preparations for the upcoming Bihar Assembly election. The delegation includes Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. Our correspondent has the details.
Election Commission team will meet with representatives of various political parties in Patna this morning to hold discussions and listen to their suggestions. During the consultation meeting, political parties are expected to raise issues like security near polling booth, model code of conduct, election expenditure, EVMs facilities at polling stations, phase-wise elections, political rally-related issues, and SIR before the Election Commission. After this, the Commission will meet with administrative and police officials. During these meetings, preparations related to administration and law and order will be reviewed. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has instructed the central observers to remain fully accessible to political parties, candidates and voters for redressal of their grievances. Briefing the central observers to be deployed for the forthcoming general election of Bihar and by-elections in certain states, Mr. Kumar said, the election observers are the beacons of democracy. He also instructed the observers to visit polling stations and ensure the implementation of the recent initiatives taken by the Commission for the convenience of the voters. India's consumer economy has witnessed its highest Navratri sales in over a decade, propelled by the government's next-gen GST reforms that reduced tax rates and made products more accessible. Data available from major car maker companies indicates a significant jump in sales during the Navratri period. Additionally, data from leading consumer electronics companies also indicates strong double-digit sales growth during this Navratri compared to the previous year. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of the society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the tax cut on leather and footwear products.
In order to provide major relief to citizens, the government has taken an important step to ease the financial burden of households. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced the tax rates on leather and footwear products from 12% to 5%. Under GST 2.0, footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair now attracts only 5% GST, directly benefiting young consumers. Along with this, the tax cut on various leather products such as chamois leather, composition leather, leather fiber, and leather prepared after tanning or crusting have also been slashed to 5%, which earlier attracted 12% GST. The significant reduction will not just make product more accessible to consumers, but also boost manufacturing and support young entrepreneurs. With Drishti, Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Palestinian armed group Hamas has agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages, but says it wants further negotiations on a number of key points outlined in the Gaza peace plan of the United States. In a statement, the group said it agreed to release all Israeli prisoners, both living and dead, according to the exchange formula contained in U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal, if the proper conditions for the exchanges are met. The announcement came hours after President Trump gave Hamas a Sunday deadline to accept the 20-point peace plan or face all hell. We have a report.
After Hamas submitted its response, U.S. President said he believes that militant group is ready for a lasting peace. He called on Israel to immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that they can get the hostages out safely and quickly. Media advisor to the head of Hamas's political bureau, Tahir al-Nono, said that President Trump's statements are encouraging and the movement is ready to begin negotiations immediately to achieve a prisoner exchange, end the war, and secure the withdrawal of the occupation. The armed group's statement did not specifically mention one of the key demands of the plan that Hamas agreed to its disarmament and to playing no further role in the governance of Gaza. The peace plan proposes an immediate end to fighting and the release within 72 hours of 20 living Israeli hostages held by Hamas, as well as the remains of hostages thought to be dead, in exchange for hundreds of detained Gazans. The plan stipulates that once both sides agree to the proposal, full aid will be immediately sent into the Gaza Strip. Under the U.S. plan, Hamas will have no role in governing Gaza and it leaves the door open for an eventual Palestinian state. Akhila from News Desk for Akashwani News.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to strongly support all efforts towards a durable and just peace. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India welcomes U.S. President Donald Trump's leadership as peace efforts in Gaza make decisive progress. He said indications of the release of hostages mark a significant step forward. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the Bastar Dussehra celebrations at Jagdalpur in Chhattisgarh today. More from our correspondent.
Union Minister Amit Shah will take part in the Muria Darbar organized under the Bastar Dashera festival at the divisional headquarters Jagdalpur. Bastar Dashera is considered to be the longest festival in the world, celebrated for 75 days. It begins on Hareli Amavasya. The Muria Darbar marks the concluding phase of this festival. In the Muria Darbar, public representatives and officials listen to the grievances of the people. On this occasion, traditional tribal representatives such as Manjhi, Chalki and Pujari hold direct interaction with the head or senior representatives of the government. This age-old tradition also reflects the deep-rooted faith of the tribal society in democratic values. During his visit to Jagdalpur, the union minister will also offer prayers at the Ma Danteshwari temple and attend the Swadeshi Mela program. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Heavy rain and waterlogging have disrupted normal life in several districts of Uttar Pradesh, with Varanasi recording its highest rainfall in 135 years yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the Meteorological Department has issued a heavy rain alert for the eastern part of the state.
Due to western disturbance and low pressure situation, eastern parts of the state are witnessing heavy rain from last 24 hours. Normal life is disrupted because of waterlogging in streets and incidents of trees falling on roads and highways. One person died in Ghazipur district due to lightning, while three others got injured. Met Department has issued alert for heavy rain in next 24 hours for the 32 districts of the state, which fall mostly in the eastern region. In the wake of the alert and the present weather condition, schools and colleges till 12th are closed in many districts, including Sonbhadr, Chandauli and Jaunpur. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that cyclonic storm Shakti lay centered about 340 kilometers west of Dwarka in Gujarat. It said the cyclonic storm is likely to move west-southwestwards and intensify further into a severe cyclonic storm today. Bringing a huge relief to agriculture students, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has announced to fill 20% of undergraduate seats in agriculture universities through an all-India competitive examination. Speaking to media after the announcement, Mr. Chauhan informed that the decision will be implemented from the 2025-26 academic year. On to sports now. At the ongoing World Para-Athletic Championships in New Delhi, India bagged 4 medals yesterday, including 2 gold and 2 bronze, to take the overall tally to 15. Indian para-athlete Nishad Kumar clinched his maiden gold medal in the men's high jump T47 category, while Simran Sharma claimed the yellow medal in the women's 100-meter T12 sprint. On the other hand, Pradeep Kumar clinched the bronze in men's discus throw F64 event, while Preeti Pal won the medal in women's 200-meter T35 event. With this, India currently stands at the 4th position with 6 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 448 for 5 against the West Indies on day 3 of the opening test of the 2-match series in Ahmedabad today. On day 2 yesterday, centuries from Dhruv Jurail, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the hosts take a massive 286-run lead over the West Indies. Earlier, the West Indies were bowled out for 162 in their first innings on Thursday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Army chief's warning to Pakistan has hogged the limelight on the front pages of most dailies. Want to stay on the world map? Stop backing terror, Army chief to Pak, says the Times of India. A front page headline in the Pioneer says, Putin praises Modi, vows deeper ties. India's rise is a stabilizing force, now dominance of hegemon contested, writes the Indian Express, quoting the finance minister. Marginalized groups under attack in Pak, Bangladesh, reports the Hindu. Hold Pak accountable, MEA in Pak, after POK protests, says the statesman. Everybody fled scene, HC slams TVK over TN stampede, sets up SIT, is a front page headline in Hindustan Times. And finally, the GST cuts seem to have brought cheer to one and all. Navratri sales hit 10-year high on GST cuts, says the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to unveil multiple youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees from New Delhi today. Election Commission team reaches Patna to review poll preparedness for upcoming Bihar Assembly election. Poll panel instructs central observers to remain accessible to political parties, candidates and voters for grievance redressal. Palestinian armed group Hamas agrees to release Israeli hostages but seeks changes to Gaza peace plan of United States. India bagged 4 more medals to take overall tally to 15 at World Para-Athletics Championships in New Delhi. And in cricket, India to resume first innings play at overnight score of 448 for 5 against West Indies on day 3 of Ahmedabad test today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.